Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's So You Think You Can Dance live show number 4, and just like you, we want more. Check us out right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up to our fan? Ooh, we got a little bit of a dance party happening in here. Welcome to our after show for number 4 of our live show, my friends. Yes, making it rain in here.
We'll just share the same rain.
Why don't you start with the amazing, energetic co-host we have over here? Drum roll!
Yay! ASAP, you want to start it?
It's me? Oh, yeah, I'm the star today.
Yes! ASAP
the star!
Yes. Here's my camera. This is my camera. Shalom, shalom. I'm ASAP. You can find me all day, every day, or every day.
Every day, yes.
All social media, ASAFGOREN1. Ciao.
Doing magic tricks. My name is Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at everything at Teague DP. So I'll see you there.
Love it. And I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media at Becky Sotero on that little ticker right there. There it is. You guys.
OMG. Also, I want to mention before we get started, we're in the live chat. So keep talking to us. I see some people are already there. We're so happy to have you there. Come talk and hang out.
Love it.
You better. All the cool people are there.
Yes. And we got all of your notes, everyone. We read them all. So we'll stay in order tonight. Yeah. How's that sound?
I'm down.
So we're gonna talk about episode 4 in order. And let's go ahead and start with the opening number choreographed by our very own Mark. Can we just I don't know. We just have so much to say about just this opening number. It was crisp. It was clean. Yeah. It was executed perfectly. Mm-hmm. It was bleeding Mark. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
It
his personality
incredible.
All the way.
I think you need a lot of this kind of piece. You need a lot of balls. A lot of you gotta be brave to do it.
Right.
On TV, which this piece, if you would do it a couple of years before, in some countries it will be prohibited. To dance this. Yeah, I think Madonna is going to be very, very proud. And that's probably what she envisioned when she created the Vogue music
Absolutely.
Video.
Vogue. It's all Vogue for a minute.
How about Robert? I just wanted to. I just kept rewinding. I just wanted to watch Robert. Oh my gosh. That
so good.
Routine.
Yes. That's so good. So good.
It was amazing. And the visuals. I mean, it was incredible from beginning to end. And you knew when you were watching that intro that you're this show's going to be incredible. Mm-hmm. And it did not disappoint.
It was explosive. What a way to kick off the show.
100%. It's definitely, for my opinion, I know before we start talking about it, it's definitely one of the best episodes of all So You Think You Can Dance ever in the ever.
I think you're right. Ooh. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many numbers. There are... The talent.
There was so much happening that night. Episode. And I agree. And I think that, what's funny about this episode, too, is that we just know the more and more, this continues to go on, people, we're going to be shocked. And I was shocked about who went home, but we'll get to that. Right. Let's start it off with Koyne and Marco. They did a jazz by Mandy Moore.
Yes.
And what an interesting, technique to go with no story. They had the freedom to do whatever their little hearts desired.
I mean, it was nice. It was brave not to go with any story or anything like that. I mean, no story, no worries. It was a great piece. If it was my favorite, no, it was good. It was great, but not really interesting. I mean, in this time of the season, we need stories. We need interesting stories. We need different stories. Something that is going to be weird or a little bit even controversial.
Do you think that maybe Mandy might have taken that approach because Koyne and Marco have such a connection? I don't know. Maybe she just gave them the piece and wanted to see how they would mold it? I don't know.
Right. It's possible. But it's I think Asaph, you're right. It's this time in the game. Mm-hmm. I need something to latch on to. I think I need something definite at this point.
But, yeah, it felt a little flat. Like, it wasn't memorable. By the end of the night, I felt like most of us were like...
By the end of the night, yeah.
I mean, it's good to take risk, but the others, like, a different type of risk. Like, I'm all about, like, if you're about to approach a style of dancer, like, any I don't know, kind of weird choreography, you got to take that risk that you may, you know, it may not go well or as you planned. And I love it. I love risks. But, yeah, I know.
It just kind of left everybody wanting a little more. It'll be interesting to see what the live chat says.
100%.
You know.
It was a good dance, after all. But is good is enough? No.
Right. And like Teague just said, at this stage in the game, you know, we're moving into now the, you know, middle of the competition. And every routine needs to be like the rest of these that we are going to be talking about.
Look at, for example, Travis or even Spencer Liff. Their choreography is really risky, really different. Really
next level.
Very next level. Exactly. With any kind of aspect, if it's with music, wardrobe, and... Even the concepts are really weird. I'll call them weird. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, concept is key.
So I'm going to check in with the live chat. We kind of wanted to see what you guys thought of Koine and Marco's performance. Some people loved it, absolutely loved the whole thing. But then we also, Chelsea mentioned, I'd be worried for Koine next week if she was in the bottom this week.
Right.
And then Shell... or Chelsea said, I love Koine, but I actually thought she could have danced it a little bit tighter and a little bit funkier. So people still love her.
It's a love by the hand of the choreographers after
all. But the judges said that they saw her personality, and I don't feel like I saw it as much.
Me too.
I don't know. Yeah. I just wanted a little more.
Right.
I saw Koine personality when she did the choreography with, what was his name? The hip-hop choreography when she had all the makeup on her
on
her face.
Yes.
It was beautiful, you know. This was really amazing. This is where you can actually see her personality, but on this one,
not as much.
Well, so, I mean, let's talk about personality for days. So that was Taylor and Robert's hip-hop. Talk about hairography, personality.
Hip-hop.
She said she had a little bit of a headache from that wig. That wig was a little intense.
Yeah. I think only a few times did it get in the way. It got in the way for a second.
And her jacket. I was not a fan of the jacket.
And you know what? They did the same thing in the costuming department. Did the same thing to Kiki.
Oh.
Was it Kiki? He had the long jacket as well in hip hop.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
when
yeah.
he did hip-hop.
Oh, when they did the money gun thing?
Right?
Yes.
Wasn't it the longer coat? I think it was Kiki. And I wonder if there's, like, a strategy to that. I wonder if they put them in the long coats for hip-hop because in case they're a little bit worried about their isolations, maybe they're not looking.
It hides it.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I was just wondering that. Because you don't see a lot. I know he took it off at the end, and that was so fun and cute. Mm-hmm. But I just thought this was awesome. I love that song. Such an awesome energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the song.
I love the performance.
Yeah, it was a nice performance. For me, it was... really, really entertaining to watch two professional contemporary dancers dance like a real hardcore New York City hip-hop choreography.
Oh, absolutely.
Hip-hop, but it was rough. It was good to see Taylor getting like, you know, getting loose, very, very sexy.
I called them Tanya and Bob.
Tanya and Bob.
Because it was just a little ghetto. It was a good kind of ghetto.
It was ghetto, but for me, it was entertaining.
I felt distracted by the hair and the jacket, but I definitely agree. I see its purpose. I just felt like it lost a little bit of the choreography, but that could have been a smart move, too.
It was a good choreography. It was a little funny. Again, funny from the way, like... You can see the moves are not really hard. They didn't hit hard, but because they're contemporary dancers and they're not that loose, like, you know.
Well, I think they did well. And Robert's grill, LOL.
I know.
So I just love the commitment when they get faced with these.
Yes.
You know, Robert and Taylor and even Kiki and Jenna, when they got faced with hip-hop. I mean, their commitment to this
I agree. And like we said, lot of it is personality. We can get lost in the personality and kind of forget about the little things when... Mm-hmm. Right. They're delivering. And it's funny because they, in their interview, which you guys can catch online on all of our red carpet stuff, they were just talking about how it was a Luther B. boot camp. You know, like they just had to bring it from day one. Right. And neither one of them were so taken out of their comfort zone. But
definitely.
We all loved it.
A trip to
New York City by Luther Brown. What up?
He does not go light on them. That is for sure.
Which is nice. He went Harlem.
Right. Now, it's funny. We're going to talk about Lex and Gabby, their contemporary, which was stunning.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Insane.
What did you think about it?
Well, I love when you know a dance, you know, has gone viral, quote unquote, or, mm-hmm. you know, when you see it all over your friends' Facebook pages, all over everybody's right. social feed. I love when dance can impact and reach people that don't even mm-hmm. watch the show religiously. Mm-hmm. I think that is so cool. And this was definitely a number that is being mm-hmm. shared and liked and watched mm-hmm. along with others in the episode. But this one was like people really loved
right.
it.
Right. And we were all waiting for Lex to finally get in his genre.
Yes.
And Mandy
finally.
Moore just
finally
found every way to just, mm-hmm. like they said, Technique Nation. Right. Like, she's the queen of technique as well, but right. she, I feel, just knows how to read what Lex is capable of. Yeah. So.
Right.
It was a beautiful
one.
It was a great one. And and I think, yeah, you know, this piece is definitely what I could ever ask from So You Think You Can Dance. Like, mm-hmm. it was perfection.
Mm. Perfection.
She's from the, I don't know, I want to scream in the microphone like Miss Murphy is doing, but I won't do it. But it was really, really
Teague
good.
Thanks you for that.
Yeah, appreciate the producers.
Even
but,
though we have earmuffs on.
Yeah. Well, so basically, I think that this piece would never be like as perfect as it is right now without mm-hmm. a partner like Gabby.
Right.
And amazing.
I think that's a good point. I think I appreciate, and I've always appreciated Gabby. Gabby is mm-hmm. incredible, but I think even watching this routine made me even more so appreciate right. Gabby
yes.
and the talent she has. And she,
I forget she's a tapper.
She's a tapper.
She's, just
right?
like,
she's a tapper, yeah.
Killing
she's,
it.
Yeah.
She's
everybody,
not a contemporary dancer.
Everybody in the live chat loves Lex. We love Lex,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
he's
we do
so,
love Lex.
Now for me, it's like Lex. So, because we have, like, a few contemporary dancers mm-hmm. right now, it's, like, mm-hmm. Lex and Logan, who's better. But, I mean, I think Logan had more opportunities, too.
I think, well, you know, and we'll get to that. I mean, he and Allison's dance were kind of the last ones of the All-Star pairing. But
right.
I think that Lex was the front runner and mm-hmm. in a weird way that's almost shifting a little bit, where Logan's starting to become a little more...
Really?
Appreciated. Not appreciated, mm-hmm. but people are... He's more on people's radar. Mm-hmm. I felt like he kind of
Which
flew under
I'm
the radar
glad.
A little bit.
For me
yeah.
it was, like, different. Like, I saw, like, Logan, because maybe I could mm-hmm. just recognize, I just recognized Logan's, like, potential.
Well, remember, he wasn't more. Connecting, mm-hmm. though, for, like, mm-hmm. the first couple episodes. Maybe. People were just having a really hard time with connecting with him, and
right.
I think he's just exploding right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at a lot of the social media feeds, people mm-hmm. are like, Logan's going to win, Logan's going to win.
Right,
and
right.
for a long time, it was
Definitely.
Lex, which Definitely. Is interesting. Like, what about the women?
I mean...
Taylor could be there, too.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Taylor.
Yeah, it's a family show, yeah. I must say, yes.
No. Right. Well, and so let's cha-cha into Kaylee
yes.
and
yes.
Cyrus's cha-cha. We talked about that a little bit before the show. So tough dance, right?
Definitely.
I mean, everybody dreads ballroom. Mm-hmm. Poor
right.
ballroom, right?
Yeah.
It's ballroom, yeah.
It's not easy, though. That stuff's
No,
tough.
But I mean, we mm-hmm. got to give them a little respect,
right,
you know,
right.
no pun intended, but they really did... deliver it. I mean, I felt
oh,
like
totally,
it was, you
totally.
Know, beautiful.
They definitely deserve R-E-S-P-C-T. Yo, they killed it. I mean, mm-hmm. there was a lot of things on this piece that I loved. If it's from the... I like to see... It was nice to see Cyrus, actually. You know, a hip-hop
yes.
dancer dance cha-cha.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
really nice. He was,
he was a good
job.
Partner for
He's
her.
Good.
They really
good.
Compliment each other in this dance.
I know. And now it feels like even more so they're used to working with each other. Mm-hmm. Now they get it. You know,
right.
thinking... If you think back to week one mm-hmm. of live shows, you're like, oh, my gosh. I was nervous watching them, you
for
know?
The first one,
it
was really
yeah,
bad.
That was, yeah, that was tough because oh. I was like, I know they're both incredible. I just
yes.
want them to
right.
get it, you know?
To
great to, like...
Yes.
But now I feel like this week and last week and even the week before that, I mean, ever since the first week, I think that they have really gotten a connection that they didn't have right away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So definitely, there was a lot of things that, like, helped this piece to be really perfect. If it's from the wardrobe, of course, those... Sorry, but those tight pants really, like, were looking great on Kaylee. I got
yes!
And you cannot hide it. Like, we have to talk about it because it was, like, it looks great.
So you were a fan of that wardrobe.
I'm a fan of
the
wardrobe. Much shout out to the wardrobe department of
right.
So You Think You Can Dance. And
well,
more, of course, it's too... 2 weeks in a row to be on high heels.
Sure.
Right.
And let's
Much
give
respect.
Let's give Val a lot of credit for yeah. that routine. Again,
right.
he knows exactly how to mm-hmm. choreograph something for
yes.
specific, you know, contestants. And again, he brought mm-hmm. out Kaylee's uniqueness.
Yeah.
Cyrus, he was a great partner for her. I just felt like it was executed from beginning to end exactly the way Val would
right.
would have wanted it.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was great. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I think Kaylee, Cha-Cha brought the best out of her.
It looked like it was her Everest in the little spot, you know, the package before. She was just like, oh, ballroom, you know?
She was, like, showing a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. She was dancing from her heart. Yeah.
Confidence was huge for her, absolutely.
Hey, Kaylee, I love Kaylee.
Yes, well, I'm grinning because Mark and Comfort were... incredible. I am such a fan, again, of Broadway. And they this routine was just next level. They can't do anything. And Spencer, let's talk about Spencer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the king of Broadway. Definitely the right person to choreograph this piece. Savage with the leadership. Always surprising. Always, you know, beyond acceptable. Mm.
Right.
Definitely. Oh, he blows everyone's expectations out of the water. Yeah. Yes. And again, how can you not, you know, have fun with that routine when you look at Comfort and Mark, who are just, everyone is incredible, but their personalities are just next level over everyone.
Right, right.
So how fun. And they take every single theme and just
blow it up.
Yeah. Blow it up. And they just deliver. There's nothing that personality-wise they can't do. So Spencer must have just had so much fun.
Definitely. And also, I really enjoy watching Mark, like, because you can actually see his growth, during the show. Each and every episode, he's killing it. And he's a living proof that you can succeed in anything you want in life as long as you set your mind into it. And it's just beautiful to me. And it's really inspiring as well. Definitely.
Oh my gosh, so well said.
He's have words of wisdom.
What's interesting is that this was
but I do agree.
You know, and this was the first week where I looked at Mark and I was like, he reminds me of Comfort. Meaning, Comfort was so strong in her genre in season four. Is that how they did it? Season four? but she just, again, like fiction, just exploded and really grew throughout the entire series, season. And that's how I feel about Mark. Like, he's just, in each role, we see a different side of him, which fans love. So
and he keeps killing it. In contemporary and
definitely. In the, you know, in this point of the competition, he's like, I'm just thinking about like if one of them will go home, like who will we feel that he's missing? For example, if Mark is going, like, you leave the competition like next episode, you will feel that Mark is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's true. Yes. Yeah, he does bring a lot to the energy and the positivity. And I think that they all are capable of it, but I think right now he's kind of the leader of the batch. As far as bringing everybody together, fun. Yes. I'm sure they're all kind of silent leaders in their own way, but I think he's definitely one of the
leader
of the pack.
It's a lot when you're like, you're about to choose America's favorite dancer, you know, not the best dancer. So Logan may be the best dancer or like the best of his own genre, but Mark is definitely...
He's relatable, can see even just their interaction together is just palpable. It's just so fun to watch, and I think it's translating quite a bit. So it'll be interesting to see what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. Well, I'll check in with the live chat, conveniently. Chelsea said, Mark has been very fortunate with choreography. Mm-hmm. They all showcased him very well, but he's also been rising to the occasion. I don't know. Everybody's gotten pretty good choreography this season.
I don't know if anybody's
been given like a bad
I would not blame choreography at all.
Maybe
the cha-cha last time. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I just think ballroom is challenging. Unless you're Kiki. Ballroom is Jenna. You're going to be... Ballroom is going to be challenging on every level. But again, that's what the show is all about, is who can rise to the challenge and rise to the occasion. And as we're talking about Mark, I think he just delivers every single week, and he's versatile. He can do everything.
Right. Of course.
And speaking of Kiki and Jenna, a beautiful jazz by Travis Wall. Now, ASAP.
Can we do this?
Yes.
Pop HD.
Pop HD. Pop HD. Pop HD.
That's good.
The best song.
So good. Yeah, yeah.
What a unique and complex concept.
Oh, I was crying, almost crying when I watched it.
You were squirming. The entire time he's watching it, he's like, oh. But that's such a beautiful thing because you appreciate every tiny little detail about dance and music and choreography. And I think part of it is you've been through this. So you know what these dancers are going through, but it was such a treat. I actually feel like I watched you more because you were sitting in front of me. And I was like, watching your reactions more to it until I watched it on playback.
I think I really I really, really felt it. It was so different. Oh, thank you, Travis Wall. Thank God for Travis Wall. But
it was awesome.
It's definitely my period, my favorite piece of the night, the favorite routine of the night. When, I know, Travis Wall is a living proof that in this life there is no boundaries, especially in dance. And this piece is the proof to it. And from the wardrobe, from the makeup, from those clowny movements, that it wasn't that hard, but you have to put your heart to it.
Right. It was so professional to me. Mm. It looks like it was out of a show. It was stripped out of a Broadway show. I mean, just the whole thing, the whole aesthetic and their the makeup and everything. I mean, it's just, it was something that you haven't seen. I don't feel like we've
seen. That's what I'm saying. It's Have you ever watched that?
A testament to Travis Wall.
I was just going to say
he's
that.
An absolute genius.
Yes. No matter what he choreographs, we always end the sentence with, it's something we've never seen because he's
Travis
that
Wall.
Good.
Yeah.
He's that good. And again, I know they touched on the Emmys and all of that. And who knows? Maybe this could be one of those, you know, Emmy-nominated dances. But regardless, I mean, even just listen to the music. These aren't traditional counts. You know, can you imagine what rehearsals must have been like? Because he just infuses and brings out the personality of everybody he choreographs. I love him.
Definitely. When there's no counts, it's time to dig deep into, like, the choreography, into this piece.
Yeah,
the
his reasons, musicality is crazy. When she did the panche.
Oh, my God.
Like, I think that was silent.
I also want to say that, like, to admit that Kiki wasn't my favorite dancer on this season, and still is not my favorite, okay? And I'm not just, like, it's not about throwing shade or anything. But after this piece, I would say, and this is a statement, that Kiki is one of the best dancers ever to be on So You Think You Can Dance, and even Nigel said it, and I have to agree with that.
No, he's growing on me, too. I mean, I would definitely agree that I always, always tend to just fall for the contemporary dancers. I just do. I don't know why, but I do. And ballroom just kind of, you know, just is on the backside of my brain. But he has really brought it, and this routine shows what he's capable of. 100%. You know what I mean? Like, again, getting choreography from Travis Wall is also not easy. So if you can pull it off.
Right. Well, I am so impressed with Kiki. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was in hip hop class for the first time. Mm-hmm. Last week, I was in ballet class for the first time. You know, this week, jazz and Travis Wall working with someone who's so renowned, and he actually kills it every time.
Kiki,
which,
yeah.
I mean, you don't think that's going to happen because you're like, that's actually impossible.
Right.
And then he does it.
He pulled it out.
Yeah,
you're right.
I have so much respect for Kiki.
It's a lot to do with this choreography specifically, but definitely brought the best out of him.
So,
totally right.
That is just Travis in a nutshell. I feel like no matter what dancer he gets, it is a perfectly polished piece. Right. It's just great team collaboration.
This one of the reasons that I really wanted to interview, like, Travis. Mm-hmm. I know you asked him. It was you that you asked him last time where he's coming, like, he got his inspiration from.
Yes, I sure did.
But I want to ask, what are the reasons that he's choosing this type of music, or the reasons that he's choosing this type of how do you call it? Type of concept.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's a challenge for him, too.
Maybe.
You know, maybe he sees something abstract. I mean, he talks about his environment and things that he's seeing, and kind of like that being some sort of inspiration. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a challenge for him, too. Because, I mean, stuff that he comes up with.
That's what I was curious about.
He hasn't done. It's not like stuff he's super I've done this a billion
times.
Right.
That's why, that question was important to me. Because I was like, where do you get his range? Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a jazz routine right now. And his forte is contemporary choreographer. Right. So, I mean, it just shows that he's just unstoppable.
I think he's brave and he's free. He's free.
Right.
He's formless. He's like Charles Mingus Miles Davis on Bitches Brew, the best controversial, crazy jazz album ever.
Right.
And more than that, I was thinking that it's coming from trying to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important for him to be different.
And some people are he's just gifted. You know, it's just one of those things that we could probably speculate all night long about where he gets his ideas and how they come to him. But like he said, it could be a dream. He could be driving. It could be anything. He could be in rehearsal and something could just spark him. You know, it's just...
Yeah. We can talk for hours about Travis, right? Awesome. But when my friend Polly Rock is my best friend, he saw Travis Wall. He said, like, by the way he's looking, he said, you have to look like him. He's so aesthetic. He's so on point. And how we say in Hebrew... When you see Travis Wall, you say, "Wala alach hakadur."
All right. Wala
lacha
kadu.
Wala lacha kadu. It's like, that's it. You missed the ball. You missed the
oh, it's over.
Like, it's over. Game over.
Game over.
Yalla, kaput.
Yalla, kaput.
Bye.
There's a mic drop moment for Travis Wall. But, I mean, so we don't veer off too much. Yeah, I just Kiki and Jenna, we just can't speak enough about them. They're just amazing.
And, like, awesome personalities. And yes. I just, what'd you guys think of the kiss?
Oh, thank you for mentioning.
I looked and I watched again. I thought she kissed like under his nose. If you look closely, because I thought it was like a real kiss.
They really do that? No, it was real kiss.
They kind of did.
Why would someone kiss under the nose?
Because it just to like avoid the actual like kissing. I don't know. I watched it back and I was like, oh, did they really kiss? But yeah, we're gonna say that they kissed.
Maybe someone from the live chat can.
Well, and like, I love that they did that the week after Nigel, made the comment about Val. So I thought it was funny. I think it's kind of a funny little joke that it's going on now. I don't think there's anything crazy.
Of course not.
But I think it's a cute little joke that now I think was probably fun for them to say, ha, look at this.
Right.
Oh, well,
right.
Gonna make you guys talk again. But I thought it was cute.
Well, we've got a couple more we're going to talk about. Dassie and
Fiction.
Yes.
Fiction.
Oh. I feel sad about talking about this, but we're going to bring them lots of life because Jackie Royal really.
Yeah, I don't really.
Can we skip
it's
on this?
I guess we have to talk
about it. I'm devastated.
I know. It's sad. It's really sad.
It was beautiful. I mean, we need
I
to give
it. It was beautiful. Yeah. Not their best performance.
No.
Definitely not their best. Definitely not.
And we'll talk about this later on. But, you know, Dassie just bottom two weeks in a row. I think that's going to be a theme, is that if you're in the bottom two a couple weeks in a row, it's going to be.
And you wrote it on your press release, and I was reading it, and you did such a great press release. Aww. I know it's off topic, but you did such a great press release.
Thanks, Asa.
Wow. I was,
Yeah, totally.
I would say it was entertaining to watch two hip-hop dancers dance, dance contemporary. Right. And I would just say about the elbow slides, like those things. Wow, you need a lot of like strength
that
to
was
hold
impressive.
Yourself.
They showed a lot of breath, a lot of restraint and strength. I really loved it, but I think we saw a little bit of the gap. You know what I'm saying? Talked about, it was not their best performance.
No.
But
poor Fiction.
All I see is his face and how disappointed he was.
I just want to say that they danced it was contemporary.
Mm-hmm. They were
contemporary.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I just would like to say this thing that is, for my opinion and the way I look at it, it's easier to a contemporary dancer to dance hip hop than to a hip hop dancer to dance contemporary.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And of course. And the reason being, contemporary is rooted in ballet and your feet are so important and stuff like that. Like, a contemporary can get harder.
Right.
To an extent. But if you're taking a hip-hop dancer and trying to make them point their feet and straighten their legs and do extensions and be flexible, that's tough.
Like in hip-hop...
It seems fun, but very tough.
Right. In hip-hop, I feel like you might be able to, like, swagger through a little bit of the technique, whereas contemporary and jazz,
Taylor technique. And Robert.
Right.
You can hide a lot
of
things.
They did it.
Like,
of course, yeah.
Well, I'm not referring to them. I'm just saying in general. Hip-hop, I feel you can, like I said, cover it a little bit with the swag.
Exactly.
We're so much more, our eyes are so much more attuned to jazz and contemporary.
For example, Kiki and Jenna with the money
thing. Yes.
But I mean, can we talk about the concept? I loved that she was in red. I really loved Jackie's whole theme, you know, again, you know, Fiction getting taunted in his dreams, like the end where he's laying down. I mean, it was really beautifully constructed. I don't think it showcased them at their, best. Sadly.
So actually in this point, we have only one hip hop dancer, like a street dancer on the top seven right now. We have only Mark.
Yeah.
Am I
right? Yeah, no, you're right.
But this is really
a contemporary world right now.
Yes, it
is. Ballroom, Kiki, hey, what up? Yeah,
but you know, also, again, it's from the stage world, and I feel kind of sad that, you know, I think Dassie made a history on So You Think You Can Dance by being a popper. There was a female popper on the show before. Maybe not that I remember. Maybe the people from the, like,
I mean, Comfort's the first one that comes to mind that would be close to that. But
too close. But she's, like, literally just a popper. She's
no,
just a
of course she. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was worried for Koine. Like, right. I just was. Oh. To me, like, Dassie is such a piece of this group. Mm-hmm. I did not see her going home. And Kaylee, I think, just really is starting to shine. So again, I was floored that she was in the bottom three, but we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Let's talk about Allison and Logan. And then we'll share something about New Directions for all of our fans.
We love New Directions.
But let's talk about Team Loisin. Hey-o.
What about Elegant?
That's another one that went viral this week. Gosh. I could watch that a billion times. You know what part I watched a million times? I'm sure everyone else did. Can you teach us how to do that?
What is it?
The thing where you go arms. Like it's an illusion, right? Kind of.
I don't know. It's kind of like a 3D.
Your legs
3D.
Go up.
It's like a worm where you like catch yourself. Yeah. It's kind of like a.
It's like insane. They do it a lot in house dance. Like the worm thing. Can do that.
Well, no, jumped. Like,
jump. You know what I'm talking about? When they do it facing each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they go down.
Chest and then like.
Yeah. It was like a body roll worm.
First
it was like a flying squirrel. Right. And then it was. That's what they call it. Flying squirrel.
What about the running snail?
Oh, I don't know the running snail.
All of it. You guys, this lyrical hip hop. This lyrical hip hop is what it's all about. I think, to me, this is Allison's, like, one of her shining elements in terms of choreography. I love watching her do lyrical hip hop, and she just brought out more amazing in Logan. And, I mean, once we got past the fact that they see each other as sort of a brother and sister, and they had to learn how to be romantic, I mean, they pulled it off. I mean, typical them.
They are so cute.
They're really cute together. They're fun. It was great to watch them dance hip hop. A lot to do with the choreographer Chris Scott, Savage with the leadership. Follow him.
I wish we would have been able to interview him. I had a couple questions for him.
He was standing there for like an hour just waiting to be interviewed. Like he told me. But anyway, listen. The thing is, Logan, he's not just a contemporary or a dancer, like a beast in general. It seems like he's a professional b-boy.
That kid is so talented.
He can do anything.
The mover, he's like in a handstand, and then she like puts him vertical. Yeah. I mean,
next level. Next level. A contemporary dancer that is capable to do these kind of moves.
Right. Well, and he was loose and playful, and they played off of each other. It reminded me of Sexy Love with Ivan and Allison, one of my favorite of all So You Think You Can Dance routines. But anyways, I just loved how they played off of each other. And I mean, Chris brought out their just moments.
It was so cute. And I feel like it's one of those routines that will be remembered replayed. Yes. 100%. I feel like we had a few of those historical.
How old is Logan, by the way? How old is he?
18?
Great question. Yeah, I want to say like 18
he's
or 19.
18.
Mm-hmm. He's 18. Of course,
this is why
it's
unreal. He's
that
like
kid.
Really like... He doesn't. He has no fear. He has no fear. He's willing to try and do anything.
And I think that's who you see in the top right now. I've heard that exact quote from almost all of
really?
Them. I've heard that from Kaylee.
He has no fear.
No. Well, not specifically about Logan, but I think the people that are left are the ones that are like, I'm not scared of anything. Give it to me.
And
Mark has said that. Kaylee has said that.
Yeah.
Kiki, Taylor, these people that are left. And of course, Dassey and all of them also were fearless.
Yeah, but you have to be at that level. And the choreographers have talked about the fact that they're looking for people who will try anything. And
right.
But let's talk real. Like, let's be real right now. From this list right now, who's really like fearless? And we can point on it at least two people, three people.
Taylor, I mean, think about her first routine.
Mark, fearless. Kylie, fearless. The rest of the people,
right?
Maybe just Logan.
I mean, it's hard to like. I mean, I hate to name drop because I don't. I mean, I think all of them at this level are just. I mean.
Yeah, everyone's amazing, right. Of course they are. But, I mean, those people will always stand out.
Right, and we'll see in the top four will be the top four fearless. You know what I mean? Like, it just will be.
The top four fearless? Hashtag this one.
So, we, on top of love.
Yeah, don't think people are going to
on
change.
Top of love. We love talking about love, don't we?
Yes, I love experts.
So,
right here.
I'm sure everybody knows by now, but Sydney and Logan have confirmed their relationship. So it's just, truly a season of love. When I interviewed them, I was just like, what is happening? So, you know, all the kissing and the relationships.
So this is official. They're confirmed as a perfect match. Maybe next season on Are You the One?
And he said that she was, right?
I love it.
Someone's getting married at the end of the season.
Cross-promoting.
Right? He is Not well done. No, but I mean, I love that he just looked. He just looks at her with just so much respect, and she's so special to him. And oh,
it's cute young love, like 18 and 19, just adorable. Cute.
They don't even know what they're getting into.
Aww. Yeah,
and wait till you have to pay taxes.
She got him a little gift. Did you guys see on Snapchat?
The earbuds.
Yeah. Yes. And then also, I want to ask them next week, which they're probably going to kill me, but they keep giving each other gifts. Did you see that Taylor and Lex were like exchanging gifts? I'm like, is there 6 month or something we're celebrating? Right. I want to know.
Or maybe they're just like so cute. Keeping each other, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's like a weekly gift. Like every time
adorable. And like letters and stuff.
I'm looking. Yeah, I want to find someone that will love me, like the way that that Lex is dancing with Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, we'll talk about that too. Let's dive into our new directions at AfterBuzz. If anybody missed it last week, just to kind of give everybody a heads up, we are not here at AfterBuzz changing any formats, anything like that. But we are going to be kind of evolving the way our shows are going to be streamed for you guys. So. Yeah. Keep an eye out. We love your support. We appreciate your support, and we want all of your feedback. But yeah, it's just we want to continue being the ESPN of all things TV. So we are integrating some amazing new things. So keep your eyes open for that.
I think that's really really important. Like, the world is developing. We're developing with the world. Actually, we are bringing new ideas to the world.
Right.
I think we're not just being part of the world. We're taking over.
Well, and it'll be year-round coverage, so I think that's like a huge difference. And it'll be divided into 9 sections by genre.
Right.
And I think it'll be really, really cool. It's not going to happen overnight, though, so nothing crazy. Right. Just let y'all know.
Which means more new things, more direction, right? Like maybe more YouTube stuff, social media.
Yes, and I think it's going to be more viewer-friendly, and that's kind of the goal, too, is to just make things a little easier to find and to view. And
you can keep up with your shows all year-round. So, so you think you can dance news. We'll have it even if we're not in season. I think that's the cool part. You'll be up to date.
I would love to know what you guys were just talking about,
like
the Snapchat things.
Floating.
I didn't know anything about the Snapchat stories and about the.
Oh yes, you have to follow them on Instagram.
But
on
why
Instagram.
Would I follow Instagram when I can just click on AfterBuzz TV to know about the dance news, everybody?
Yes. Well, actually, that brings up a good that brings up a really good point. If you're not following the contestants, follow the contestants because you get so much juicy info. I mean, look at the world we're in right now. Right. Like, I feel like when I first started watching So You Think, I would not have ever known what these people were doing behind the scenes.
But that's
fun.
I think it's interactive. I think it's nice of the contestants to let us in.
We just need a new after show about like the behind the scenes.
Well, that's what our interviews are for.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. You can learn what it means.
Anyway, next something.
Love it. Well, okay. So we had the treat of watching contestant and contestant dance together.
Yes.
And we heard the rumors, but the rumors were true. Thank the good Lord, because that was a treat. And I mean, Lex and Taylor being paired together—it was poetic.
So sweet.
And I love that they're talking about how it was just like coincidental.
Lovebirds.
Yeah, I loved that. I thought it was really sweet. Oh, you could see. And the kiss at the end. Everyone's just kissing this episode.
So much smooching.
Just loved it. Yeah. I thought it was so sweet, so cute.
Whimsical. Like, that was the word that came to mind. Love it was very whimsical.
Whimsical.
Yeah, I think so. It was beautiful.
I think there was a lot of pressure because we've all been waiting for this. Yeah. I personally have been waiting to see Taylor and Lex dance. I kind of wish it would have been contemporary, but I still think I think they executed it really well, what they were given. Yeah. I loved it. But I'd love to see them do contemporary.
Yeah, I agree with the pressure. I think
there was definitely pressure.
Even I had butterflies watching them. I mean, it was a beautiful piece, great one. Much respect to who was it? Spencer Lift.
Yeah, of course. Savage. He just delivered. He and Travis just delivered tonight.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all did, but those stood out. I mean, I feel like when we're talking about the dances that stood out, they were.
I mean, they have a lot, as Lex said in the interview on the red carpet. He said that, of course, that they have a lot of like things in common, and they have the advantage, like on others, because they have like they're in a relationship.
Right. Well, and Nigel, I mean, that what he said about it being the best routine on all of So You Think You Can Dance.
He said that?
Yes. I literally wrote it down. Nigel, one of the best routines on So You Think You Can Dance. I was like,
Nigel.
That's a quote. I wanted to ask him about that. You know, that's a bold statement. We're talking 14 seasons.
Okay. I think it's tripping. Nigel, you're tripping, bro.
I thought it was great and excellent. I
don't know if it warranted the best until you think you can dance, you know.
I think he was in his one. Nigel was in his one of his best days in his life because on the same episode, last week's episode, like this episode, he said Kiki is one of the best dancers ever to be on So You Think You Can Dance, which I agree. But he was bringing those big and huge statements that you know you cannot take them back after
That's why we have to ask him. We get all that info.
And I'm like, for my opinion, also, like the opening number is actually one of the best numbers ever be on So You Think.
I was also obsessed with the All Star Group performance.
I know
that was insane. That was another viral video. Are you kidding? This week was insane.
Yes, that was a treat. And we see exactly why they're all stars. Like, they're flawless. I mean, it was literally one body moving together on pieces of glass. Like, it's funny.
I love it. They're such a family. Oh, and it's so fun to watch. And you can tell that they love each other.
Right.
You know, from there to being backstage.
The balance. When we talked to Allison about all her bruises, because we're going to follow her, and she did an ice bath. And she was talking about, like, how hard the routines were. Mm-hmm. It's like, I could see that. Like there's so just hard. So much that they were doing. And that routine,
a lot of respect, like, goes to Jessie. Like, she, like, maybe it didn't go well with Fiction and, you know, in the contemporary one with Jessie and Fiction. But she took the torch back with this piece.
Took the torch back.
Such a great
job. Going for that Emmy.
Oh, definitely.
What Chelsea said.
Yeah, I think Jessie's going to be nominated for, like, Emmy after this one.
This was a very unique, very unique concept. And again, just executed.
Mm-hmm. And the couldn't have executed better. Yeah, the props were used so well. It wasn't just used for a lift in this. It was for the pulling and for the... It was incredibly. That was really innovative.
Well, to the point where, like, we almost didn't even. I mean, you saw them, but you didn't worry about them because they were used so well.
I love how we talk about like choreography, like a piece that pieces that are going to be like nominee to Emmy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even done with like the choreography.
Yeah,
right
let's
now.
Keep going.
Like, yes,
Keep going. Salsa. Such a cute routine.
Those hips.
Yo. She really killed it. I was impressed with her.
Someone's gonna win an Emmy this season. Like few Emmys.
Or a few,
Few. So and not just to be a nominee. I promise you, and you'll see one of these routines on this episode actually is going to be gonna win an Emmy.
Yeah, this absolutely. Was a
if not a few.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
This episode. This wasn't just a dance. It was a show. And Val just knows how. I wonder if it's because of his Dancing with the Stars background. I don't know, but like
maybe. Yeah, just, that probably definitely prepares you to play to people's assets. But I thought it was incredible. Loved it. Mm.
Yes.
More kissing.
More kissing.
How do you
really
remember the
kissing.
Hashtag?
It was Kiki Dad or Daddy Kiki.
Kiki.
Yeah, Daddy Kiki
Kiki
is his
Coco.
Hashtag.
Kiki Coco.
Kiki Coco.
Kiki Coco. It sounds really Japanese. Let me say this is one of the best salsa routines I've ever seen on So You Think Again. That statement again, I don't care.
It was great.
I'm not taking it back. Let's not forget that to dance salsa you need to bring a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. A lot. You gotta be bigger than life, the life it's themselves.
Right. Right.
And Koine. She had it. She had it, and she was on.
I think it was the routine that saved her. I feel like if she had not had that, I don't know if that bottom three. I mean, he did say they were unanimous on Dassey, but I don't know.
It was beautiful. It was so well done. She never danced salsa before, by the way. Yeah, it was her first.
Right.
That was those hips.
That was impressive.
But she had Kiki as her partner.
Yeah. Well, another group that really blew us away. Let's OMG, Logan and Kaylee.
The
this
shadow.
Was another Emmy winning Emmy. Yeah. Performance.
Like, just take it. Take the Emmy.
Oh my gosh, Travis Wall. Yeah. Are you kidding?
I know, back to back, breathless.
Another
routines.
Viral routine. I just.
Like another one. He's like throwing bombs
another
on like people.
Another one.
Yes, they were. Ugh. But again, put both of them together.
And another one.
Logan's technique, his execution, and then Kaylee's unique. Way of taking on every movement and
control,
and they could have reversed those roles, and it just would not have had the same impact.
No.
Like again, it just
this
and
is
she,
like,
and who did she talk? Was she talking? Who did she? I was watching one interview.
She was talking with Carla.
Carla, okay, and she said that she was excited that she got that role.
Mm.
She was excited for the challenge,
I bet.
And I just love that Kaylee takes on anything. She's always ready for a challenge.
Right,
she doesn't want anything easy.
Exactly,
and it. pays off.
It
every did. Time.
It's 2017. It's called being a savage.
Well, and I loved, and Logan wanted to get, Travis wanted to get his hands on Logan. So I right. knew yes. we were in for a treat because right. when I interviewed him, he's like, I want to get my hands just on Logan. So yeah. we saw what.
Not literally, but yeah.
Yes, he wanted to create a dance for him, right. work with him. So,
like, honestly, when I see those names, Kaylee and Logan, next to each other on
and,
a paper,
and then Travis Wall,
and then I Travis know. Wall, definitely,
it was magic.
All I see is mind money. Blown. I see money. They can be on Floyd Mayweather team, the money team.
Mind blown magic.
This was the Emmy, yeah, the Emmy Insane. Money team.
Well, let's talk about Dassey's and Dassey and Mark's routine. So they close out our show.
Yes.
I love the umbrellas, the personality. It was great, but it's again, great. I
beautiful
sadly,
concept.
Sadly
beautiful.
For Dassey, I just don't know if it was
beautiful concept.
Yeah, I'm
the best
sure.
of hers.
I don't know if it was. I love Chris Scott, but maybe that just didn't mm-hmm. play mm-hmm. perfectly for both.
I think
of
she's
them.
Just mm-hmm. lack of technique. You know, she doesn't have the same technique as the rest of the dancers because those. Come on, if you would give like Logan and Kaylee to do this type of routine with the umbrellas, they would kill it, of course, 100%.
I don't know, or maybe it could have been.
It's kind of a tough routine.
Yeah, it could have been pairing. I do feel like, I agree, the routine was just...
nice concept, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like, is it something that we've already seen before? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I have very mixed feelings because I love Dassey and Mark, love Chris Scott. I just feel like the fusion of all three of those things right. did not fire on all cylinders right, for that last right. routine.
I agree,
sadly.
I mean,
yeah. No.
And then we saw Dassey leave us, yeah. unfortunately. So.
She
said,
so sad.
I really, when I was interviewing her, she said that mm-hmm. she came to LA. She moved to LA with no language, no money, without knowing anybody. She's still struggling with her visa and stuff. I know she's on a block too, the same agency as I am, but she's I know she's very inspirational.
She did it though. She definitely represented where she came from. She did so well, and she's going on tour. So that's amazing. People can see her and she'll be able to make more connections. And
she'll be around.
And
stuff.
Tour,
of course.
Tour equals more, like, exposure equals also money. She'll be good. They pay, I'm not supposed to say it, but they pay good on the tour.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just apart from that, you know, just when we were talking, I think all of us on Monday night, like, part of it is that where a lot of the disappointment comes from is that you're leaving your family. You know, and I talked to Mark about that. Like, what are you going to, Mark and Comfort, what are you going to miss about Dassey? And Comfort just spoke, you know, so many amazing words about that. If you guys haven't seen the interview, you guys should all watch it. But she just said so many great things about Dassey and, you know, that she's a street performer and she can do anything. Yes. And it's so true. But I think what we were chatting about and Mark agreed is that, you know, she's just... You're leaving your family, you know, like they all dance together, rehearse together. And now as the weeks go on, there's just this camaraderie. Right. So there's probably just that gap of like, oh my gosh, like I'm going home, you know, because in terms of dancing her future, she's got nothing to worry. I could see them bringing her back as an all-star even. Like she's just so good.
She's great.
This is a nice way to look at it, actually. I would actually agree with she can become an all-star.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like,
yeah.
Again, a female popper in her level, she's a
or she'll get picked up by an artist, like an actual tour with a musician. Right.
She's a world known popper. She represents Femme Fatale. It's a They're a great popping group. With Lily, she was on a previous So You Think You Can Dance season 12, and also Mary Poppins. We didn't make it to the top 20 on So You Think You Can Dance my season, but they're world known. Poppers.
It'd be kind of
poppers.
Fun to see her with maybe her crew or, you know, a couple other people in World of Dance even. I mean, she's just...
Right, of course.
Just incredible. Femme Fatale. I mean, when you're at this level, it just becomes, like we keep talking about it verbatim, just tiny little margins that these people, you know, these dancers are going home, so...
Right.
Oh, la.
Like, who's going home next week? Dun-dun-dun.
Predictions?
Predictions? Are we tied already?
Predictions.
I don't
maybe
think
they
we can.
On the live channel.
What do you mean? You guys have any predictions for next week? What's going to happen? Who's going to go home? Put us in the live chat.
Because
right
I think it's just based on like we talked about. I know the audio is amazing. The prediction music is fantastic. Shout out to Anthony, our engineer.
So here's the thing.
Well, but I think it just depends on week to week. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Which is such a bummer. Yes. If you have a, like a not 100% week.
Exactly.
Based on like people being on like. in elimination, like, few weeks, like, as Mark, it was one of the weeks. Am I right?
Yeah, Mark was in the bottom three.
It was in the bottom three, and after this week, when his routine with Desi was, and even the Broadway was freaking amazing, but it didn't stood out like from the rest of the routines.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they shake out for next Monday, because we have to remember that everybody's voting, and we're gonna find out on Monday what happened on this last Monday. Right. So obviously, yeah, I mean, it just comes down to one kind of off.
Exactly.
Night. That's why I worry about Koine.
You know what's interesting? No, I love Koine. There's kind of a unanimous vote in this group chat right now, and they think Kaylee.
No.
Which is surprising to me.
She was like.
And also, we're getting a mention of Koine.
Yeah, I worry about Koine.
I worry about Koine.
No.
But if she.
Koine, don't leave me.
I don't know. I mean,
we'll see. We'll see.
No, I mean, I do feel like when you look at the breadth of dances that Kaylee versus Koine have provided, I think Koine kind of, you know, inches out Kaylee a little bit. But
you think?
For right now, but I think that Kaylee is really blocked. That's what I'm saying. It's a week-by-week thing, in my opinion.
Right.
My opinion. That's why I don't know. For me, Koine's routines this week were just not, they weren't memorable to me. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But,
Yeah, like, and then you look at Kaylee in you know, Kaylee. In the shadow dance.
Well, and Cha-Cha doesn't typically vote super high, so no. I wonder, again, that could put Kaylee and Cyrus in.
He's so smart. I swear, I was thinking about it as well. Like, Cha-Cha is...
Like, what are people ballroom. Gravitating towards in terms of routines?
Ballroom is like... People are struggling with ballroom so bad. Mm-hmm. So bad. Unless you're Kiki,
you
don't have any chance.
We have to talk about this, too, that Dancing with the Stars, they get a lot of the, you know, the ballroom voters.
Yes.
Whereas, so you think, it's hip-hop and contemporary. It just tends to be the more more fun routines. Right. You know, like, if you compare Kaylee's routine to Logan and Allison's, Kaylee and Cyrus. I mean, obviously, just it's more fun-loving. The hip-hop, you know, that energy. I don't know. Again, it'll be fun to see what our peeps say.
I think you're right.
But, that is a wrap.
That's a wrap
for our evening.
Amazing.
That's a wrap.
My goodness.
That's a wrap.
So much
to talk about.
Let's squeeze that one out on the table right here. You guys, our fans, everybody who watches, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for participating in the live chat. Yes. I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media.
All social media, you guys can find me at TeagueDP. And if we didn't get to anything, put it in the comments and we'll comment back.
Yes.
For sure, we're going to comment back. Shalom, shalom. I'm Los Asaf. Thanks for watching. You can find me in all social medias. Asaf Gore in one. I'll just go right now.
Yeah, let's all just go.
Not very far.
Bye.
Mine's not going down.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye, you
guys. Yalla. Shalom. Yalla.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.